This is the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman with KERA North Texas in for David Brown. Tonight, President Obama will speak and take questions at a televised town hall hosted by CNN. The topic? Guns. Specifically, the administration's new executive orders on gun control. The order has not officially been signed into law, but the White House is pushing on ahead despite legal threats from Republicans. Today, we thought we'd focus on one of those proposals, one that Democrats and Republicans have said should be addressed in decreasing gun violence in America. Mental health. Joining us now is Paul Applebaum. He's professor and director of the Division of Law, Ethics, and Psychiatry at Columbia University. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Before we get to President Obama's plan, what is the current law for mental health screening and background checks?
So under current federal rules, people who have been involuntarily committed for treatment of mental illness or who fall into a small number of other categories, for example, people who have been found unable to manage their finances or their personal affairs by reason of mental disability, are, at least in theory, required to be reported to a national database, which is called the NICS, the National Instant Background Check System, which federally licensed firearms dealers are obligated to consult before selling a firearm to a customer.
Talk to me about how difficult or how easy it is to tell whether someone is mentally healthy enough to buy or to use a gun.
You know, this whole system is premised on what may be a flawed notion, namely the notion that there's a clear relationship between mental health considerations and whether someone ought to be allowed to purchase or possess a weapon. In fact, as we know, only a tiny percentage of violence in this country is attributable to mental illness. So the usual figure that's cited is about 4% of violence is attributable to mental illness. So even if somehow you were able to eliminate the effect of mental illness entirely on violence, we'd still be left with about 96% of the violence that we have today.
Wow.
So it's a very small part of the problem. Moreover, it's not really clear that people who have mental disorders are any more predictable in their behavior than people without mental disorders.
How about privacy concerns, about people's records being shared, about how their status, their mental health status, and whether they've been committed or not, or their financial ability to pay? It seems like it's a tricky area.
Well, it's a very tricky area. There's no question that in assembling this database, there are substantial privacy concerns. The federal government now has a list of everyone who has been involuntarily committed for mental health reasons in this country. Considering that the federal government doesn't have a list of everyone who has a gun in this country, there's an odd disjunction between those two facts when it comes to reducing gun violence. But one should know that by law, the database can only be used for the purpose of checking names of potential firearms purchasers. And there are penalties built into the law for any other use of the database. So some efforts have been made to try to protect the confidentiality of the database.
How does President Obama want to change current procedure in relation to mental health screening or background checks?
The proposal and the new regulation that was issued this week by the administration really makes only a very small change in current procedures. Some states reported to the federal government that they felt inhibited in disclosing the names of people who had been involuntarily committed because they thought they might be violating another federal law called HIPAA, which includes federal medical record privacy provisions. And the new rule that was issued by the White House this week essentially tells those states that they will not be violating HIPAA if they disclose those names. So it gives them cover from that concern. However, that wasn't a concern for most states, and it's truly unclear how much increased reporting we will see as a result of that change.
We'll be watching it. Thank you so much for your time. Paul Applebaum is professor and director of the Division of Law, Ethics, and Psychiatry at Columbia University. Thank you again.
Okay, you're welcome.